the Sprocket Podcast. Am I being recorded here? I have no idea, actually. I can't hear myself in the thing.
Oh my God.
Check one, check two. I guess I am being
Bebop,
recorded.
Bebop.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, we didn't even do a sound test. You just jumped into it.
Welcome to the Sprocket Podcast. My name is Brock Dennis, and this is where we are simplifying the good life.
And I'm Brandon Rhodes, and we are broadcasting from the People's Republic of Portland, nestled in the heart of Cascadia.
And the reason you're getting this is because this is a half-assed production of the Sprocket Podcast. We are the show that brings you somewhat irreverent conversations about the intricacies of thinking locally with a global perspective and enjoying the best that life has to offer along the way.
We're covering day-to-day life, food, alcohol, bicycles, alternative transportation, arts and culture, communications, the internet, interspersed Ford Lavens,
etc. If you do want to talk to us on the internets, we have an email address, thesprocketpodcast@gmail.com. We've got a place where you can leave us voicemails. It's 503-847-9774. That is 503-847-9774. So, Brandon, now that we've got that out of the way,
yeah.
Good times. This is one of those super short episodes of The Sprocket in which we, in fact, do not say anything of eternal consequence. We're talking mostly to fill time. But, I mean, you and I we took a bicycle trip together.
It's true, we did.
It was good times. It was two weeks, I guess, right? I mean, we weren't bicycling all that time, but we were definitely...
Yeah. Yeah. It was 2 weeks, about 386 miles. Got to chill out and hang out with different folks along the way. It was an enjoyable time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It paced it much differently than other
trips. It did. Because we were like, we were bicycling for a day. That was your first century.
Yes.
It was 108 miles altogether, mm-hmm. which you persevered through. You did very well. Good work.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
So, yeah. It was basically it was the same thing that I had done the week before, 2 weeks before, but in the opposite direction. So
yep.
Chehalis was the first day, Olympia, Tacoma. You went to Seattle. I stayed to see my family. And then from there, this
Seattle up
Gadget
to,
Valley.
Yep, Mount Vernon by way of what's that cute little town? Snohomish.
Snohomish, yeah. It is cute. Yeah, there's a lot of people. Well, wherever we were, we're going to have to wrap it up fast because I have no idea how much hard disk space we have left. All right. Anyways, we were talking about Snohomish being a cute town.
It is. Boutique-y.
Yeah, and then that was where we talked about you getting an energy drink, a Starbucks-like thing.
Uh-huh.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks. Thanks, dude.
Well, before we run out of space, perhaps I should do some shout-outs. I heard a note from Jameson, who right now is living in Korea teaching English, formerly of Fort Collins, though.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, he's a guy that apparently is planning a tour across Vietnam at some point soon. And then
it's really narrow, though.
It is, yeah. I was going to recommend perhaps...
Long way?
Perhaps
I want to know more.
I would think so.
Okay.
Perhaps he's already done the reading, but Catfish and Mandala is a book by, I believe his last name is Pham. Maybe that's his first name. I can't remember how it's billed on the book cover. Anyways, Catfish and Mandala is a fantastic book about a bicycle tour across Vietnam. So if you haven't read that already, Jameson, you should. But good luck.
That's
luck on the tours.
Super exciting.
Yeah, and then a cross-country journey, which I'm not sure if he means across Korea or across the U.S., like if he returns at some point. Or anyways, let us know, Jameson, how it works out. Susan W. in Plano, Texas. I may have mentioned her maybe like a week or two ago. I might not have, though. Anyways, to cover all bases, she is a Rowdy Kittens reader and a donor. And yeah, so thank you so much, Susan. She said she's also involved in the CSA.
Oh, wunderbar.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And then, Logan. I talked to him the other day just by email, and he said his tiny house is in stages of insulation, I think.
Ooh.
He That's sent awesome. Me some photos.
We should broadcast from the tiny house.
I was thinking someday, yeah. Yeah,
that'd be
awesome.
When
it gets all put together.
We can fit all this in there.
Totally, yeah. We bring all of our wires.
Drag just, all their shit out. And
exactly. Put it on the lawn.
That's right.
So anyways, good luck, you guys, with the tiny house. Alex, I met him on a weekend. It was when Adele and I were doing our 4th of July bicycle and hike sort of trip. And Alex and a friend were on their way to Chicago by way of many places. But Alex has a blog I've been following. He's talking about some of his experiences. And I think he was just at Wall Drug this weekend. Hmm. So good times. But it's Alex G. Rauch, I believe. I think that's how you say it, at blogspot.com. It's A-L-E-X-G-R-A.
Alex Grouch. That's not G. Rauch. It's Grouch.
His last name is Rauch. I know that. I think G is the middle name.
I like Grouch more.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. He lives in a garbage can.
Yeah.
His blog is A-L-E-X-G-R-A-U-C-H.
Oh, I didn't see how you spelled it. No, I'm the fool.
.blogspot.com, one who is morally deficient, right?
That's right.
Anyways, and then last but certainly not least, Kevin, down in the greater Los Angeles area, I think. He's an animation writer. He's a bike commuter. He owns a Prius. He's also friends or he knows the folks from Path Less Pedaled, Russ and Laura.
Yeah.
He gave us a very generous donation a couple weeks back, and mm-hmm. we appreciate it very much. And that paid for our hosting bill for the entire year. So much appreciated, Kevin. Do keep listening.
Yeah, he gets a fanfare.
He does get a fanfare. All right, he here does. We go.
Thank you, Kevin.
And to that, all we have to say is Freund Leven.
Freund Leven.
That's right. Yeah. Also, I have a beer here from my friend Mark, who is a home brewer, and it's called De Brown. So,
De Brown.
Yeah. So I'm going to try it out, and I'll let you taste some.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. There we go.
Ooh.
That's pleasant. I appreciate that. Yeah. Good times.
Mm.
Yeah,
that is super smooth.
Yeah, he's a home brewer of I would say reputation. He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
Oh man,
His son Jason is also a brewer, and his son Jason got married. That was the wedding I went to when you and I parted ways at the end of our bike tour. And he actually brewed all the beer for his own wedding. Mm-hmm. He had like a huge, you know, several kegs full, and it was good times. We drank much that weekend. So anyways, we'll probably sign off here because this is one of those short episodes, very short, but anything else to toss in there?
No, I guess not. No, there's so much I want to talk about our bike trip from doing some farming out in the, on a CSA. Like we learned so much respect for migrant workers and farm workers.
No kidding.
Like
yeah.
a lot to talk about that in that regard. We get a whole episode if our schedule weren't also...
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I will say that we, I don't know, I feel like we had more work in that regard than I've done in a long time. I felt soft after one day.
Whew, me too.
Day two made me feel like, you know, maybe I would never get up from it again. But no, it was fun digging in the dirt. We planted a lot of leeks and onions.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And what was the other? Scallions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was fun. So yeah.
And parsley.
Parsley, we did. They were parsley.
They were parsley dainties. I wouldn't even say they're starts. They're dainties.
Yeah, they worked out well. At least I hope they continue to. Mm. We also got rained on with the weird weather.
Yeah, like it was almost never strictly rain. It was like flu-ish out. Yeah. It was like the air was wheezing.
It's like being in a cloud.
Yeah.
But yeah.
In the middle of July.
Mm-hmm.
Best October ever.
Indeed, yeah. I guess we should also shout out. We met
two listeners.
Two listeners, yeah. I mean, my friend Joe, who I guess has been a guest as well, but also a listener.
Yeah, Gus Colcroll.
Gus, Colcroll. Yeah, down in Olympia, and Gus actually gave me a travelogue from an Evergreen college professor.
Let's get that in the next episode.
Definitely. I need to send him. I think I have his post office box, so I need to write him a little note and say, "Hey, is it okay if we share this?" He just kind of wrote his account of taking transit buses from Olympia down to Los Angeles, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And it seems from the reading of it that he was like 60 or something when he did this. So that's pretty great.
That is rad.
And then Jonas.
Yep.
Up in, we met him first in the Skagit Valley, and then we also met him up in Bellingham.
We drank him up and down the five, man.
We certainly did. It's true. Every time we saw him, we drank. So
yeah, and he introduced us to the Hub, which is the coolest bike co-op
Definitely.
Outside of Portland?
Definitely.
Possibly ever.
Yeah. Well, they it's one of those places that rents stand space and tools by the hour, and it's like $5 an hour or something. It's pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. And if you need a part, there's like a graveyard of awesomeness all
right.
over you. By awesomeness, I mean bicycles, yeah. not dead bodies.
Because their operating philosophy is basically that no bike should ever go to the landfill. So mm-hmm. so they've rescued as many frames and pieces and parts as possible. And yeah, so we got to get them on sometime. I never met anybody there. I never made contact, so I need to send them an email.
Tired and ready for beer.
We certainly were. So anyways, the last but not least, I know the 15th. Oh yeah. Here you go.
Okay.
Sound effects.
I didn't have one I wanted to play.
Oh, okay. It's no longer timely.
No.
Okay. I was going to say,
that was timely.
That was timely indeed. Yeah. Mr. Rob Sadowski of the Bicycle Transportation Alliance will be our in-house guest. He's going to show up in person and drink a beer with us. And we're going to drink him under the table, I think,
right.
and ruin his professional image. We won't really do that, but it'd be fun if we did. So he'll show up and talk to us next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we've got the anonymous author of ilovethebus.com. And I think that's about as much as I can remember from memory. We got some other fun guests, including Jonathan Moss from bikeportland.org and a fellow from, what's it called? Like pedal power, mm-hmm. bicycle generating power thing.
Yeah.
That's terribly described, but they're really good.
This is the most miserable episode we've ever produced.
This is honesty. This is what the people want. This is the pulling back of the curtain to expose the man behind the curtain.
That's right.
Or such as we are. Anyways, we do
buffoons.
and how?
Yes.
So you want to roll that ending music?
Yeah, we'll
pull that curtain back down on all of this. Oh, and I need to see the notes, yeah. You can, of course, find us on the internet at thesprocketpodcast.com. Send us feedback about the program, suggestions for topics, guests, or drinks. You can write to us at thesprocketpodcast@gmail.com. By the way, it's 10:23 p.m., and we prepared not for this at all. So
it's true.
That explains a lot, I think. Our message line is 503-847-9774. Thanks to Ryan J. Lane for providing the theme music. He is at myspace.com/RyanJLane. Till next time, good fellows, good folks, one and all. Freund Levin.